Standard policy. I won't comment on free agent players. And again, I know I keep having to say it for all these players, but same thing. I would never talk about who we do have interest in with respect to free agents.
Your reaction to Kelly Johnson from last night is what?
It was expected. Yeah, it was expected. I'd spoken to his agent. We expected it, and it's a good outcome for us. I think either way it would have worked, but we're a better club right now with Kelly Johnson on this team. So, we had an opening there at second base, and knowing that he can go in there and play there, we still have the ability to make a trade or add some other player, and he has the ability to play some left field if we want to go that route. But overall, we're glad to have him back.
Do you anticipate talking to him about maybe signing a guaranteed deal, maybe working on a multi-year?
Yeah, I wouldn't get into that either. Just, with contract negotiations, I keep all those things quiet. Right now, the only thing that we all know is that, he'll be on this team on a one-year non-guaranteed deal at a minimum. If anything beyond that occurs, obviously we wouldn't talk about that in the media. We would do that behind closed doors.
Comment on what you thought of Yu Darvish when you saw him pitching?
No, I was just, I think the same thing I said at the time, just very talented player, the same way a lot of the free agents here in North America are very talented players, but beyond that, I wouldn't really tip my hand as to how I feel about players.
Alex, you managed to plug your hole in closer, get yourself settled at second base somewhat. What have you accomplished here
I think there's still a lot of areas that we can address. You'd always love if you can add a bat to the middle of the lineup. That would be great. Realistically, I don't know how possible that would be. Right now, I don't see us being able to do that, but things can change. I would love to add a mid to front rotation starter. Again, that's easier said than done. I think every team in the game is going to look for something like that. And then we definitely still need to solidify our bullpen. We've taken care of the ninth inning, but I think we still need to take care of the eighth inning and so on and continue to build that depth. I think so. I have a better sense. I always knew it was out there free agent-wise, but definitely a better sense of the trade landscape, and definitely felt, everyone's much more motivated to have dialogue and talk, and had very good talks with a lot of clubs. Doesn't mean we're going to do anything, but I have a much better sense of what the asking prep prices are on all these guys.
Is mid to front line starter priority for you, or would you be happy going into spring training without making an addition in that category?
I guess I would be okay with it. I think, one thing is we do have a lot of depth with young arms and young starters, but they are young, and there's always an unknown there with how they're going to react. But at the same time, there's value to getting those guys the innings, and I think they all have the ability to click and do very well for us. So I don't know that there's one priority or the other. The priority is to make the team better, and that could come in so many ways, and ways that we haven't even talked about. There might be something that comes up that we didn't plan on that we can improve from a player we already have. So I'd say probably the bullpen is the one I want to continue to try to solidify and add that depth.
Do you still see that happening more likely in a trade than with
teams? I think it'll be a combination of both. I think you're always going to end up signing one or two free agent relievers. Sometimes it's minor league free agents. And there's some guys we're going to take a look at and trade too. So, getting those late inning, eighth inning guys, I see that being more via trade than in terms of free agents. But that could change as well.
Do you feel like you set yourself up while you were here for the next week or two to kind of get something done?
I think anytime we get together and we have meetings, it's just you get to move the ball forward and continue to have dialogue, and you continue to narrow your scope, narrow your focus, and realize things can happen or can't happen. So, I'm definitely leave these meetings with more information, more of a sense of what it would take to get things done than I did before I got here. Same way, I felt the same way at the GM meeting. So I think each time we get together, each time we have dialogue with teams, free agents, you have a better sense of what you can get done.
Just getting out your reaction to the most 10 years, $250 million, north of $250
million. Signed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Signed? Done deal?
Done deal.
Wow. Yeah, that's the first real reaction.
Him coming to the American League.
Wow. Well, they're going to be a really good club, if it's true. So, you know what? I'll say this. I think Jerry DePoto is going to be a great GM. I really mean that. I was very impressed with him when I dealt with him a little bit when he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, if I'm an Anaheim fan, I'm very excited that he's there, and I think he's going to do great things.
Your thoughts on a 10-year contract?
I can't speak for – It's one of the greatest players in the game. Hall of Famer, things like that. There's certain players that certainly are above and beyond anything else. I think everyone has their own philosophies and things like that. I think we've been pretty clear what ours is. But I'm never one to to really have an opinion on what other teams are doing, the parameters, whatever everyone else has, and things they deal and why they have their own reasons for doing that. But Anaheim's always been a very good club, great ownership, and they're going to continue to be one of the better teams in the AL.
Do you think that Dalvis will be the same impact as the basketball division?
You know, I wouldn't get into specifics about, you know, how good I think a player is going to be or isn't going to be. You know, I think maybe after players are signed and things like that, I'd be a lot more open to commenting about abilities and things like that. But there's no doubt about it. Obviously, very talented player. And beyond that, I probably wouldn't say a whole lot more. How about this? How about we don't even bother with that? How about with what we're trying to do with this team?
Okay.
We don't need to. I mean, I have more than enough resources to put a good product and a competitive team on the field. It's on me to be able to do it. So there's never been an issue with that. There hasn't been a problem at all with all that stuff. That being said, again, we've always said if there's something out there that makes a lot of sense, we always have the ability to go to ownership. And, you know, they've always been willing to help and try to make the team better.
Does it help that you have a closer and a second baseman for probably around $8 million?
Oh, there's no question. You get to reallocate funds. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think it was Jeff that said, if you could be more cost conscious and get value, to be able to spread the dollars out in some other areas, it certainly makes sense and provides you other opportunities down the road, whether it's July or in some other event. But no, there's no doubt about it. That's why everyone loves 0-3 players. You know, they're minimum salaried guys and allow you to reallocate dollars somewhere else. So that's going to add value when you're talking trade and so on. And it's the same reason that we value our 0-3 players that much more because of the way that they could fit into a team's payroll. And I think every other GM would tell you the same thing.
Yesterday you talked a little bit about Johnson potentially in left field. Is that still an option, or would you be bringing him back for the second base?
No, right now we don't have a second baseman. He would be the second baseman as of right now. But we know the fact that he's played left field, and we think he did a fine job at it back when he did it with Atlanta. We have the ability to do that. So if some opportunity does present itself, knowing that we have the ability to shift him, that's definitely encouraging from our standpoint because it does keep, from a roster construction standpoint, a lot more flexibility from my end. No, it didn't. I mean, it's, from our standpoint, if he had left, we would have probably had to have made a trade and give up some players we didn't want to give up. So at the end of it, but ultimately, we can't, you know, the player had the right to accept or to decline. From our standpoint, we're a better club with him accepting and not having to give up the players and trade. I think if you look at the free agent market and what's left, we were not at all excited about the options. So I don't think we would have gone the free agent route, or we would have been pleased if we would have had to. We would ultimately have to go the trade route, and the cost of acquiring a second baseman in trade right now, just for us, would have been some of our top young players, which we didn't want to do.
Are you surprised at all the market didn't develop a little bit more for him?
It's hard to say because I'm just, you know, I wasn't necessarily in the second base market. I was one foot in, one foot out because I didn't know, and we never really went after anybody. I didn't engage any agents because I was very clear from the outset that, you know, we were waiting on Kelly to find out what was going to happen. So the landscape and the dynamics of other teams, what the needs were, you know, I don't know other teams right now that have a need at that position. So I think we were clear-cut. We had a clear-cut hole there. We had a clear-cut need. I know I can't speak for Kelly, but I think the 5 weeks that he was here, I think he enjoyed his time. Beyond that, you know, from our standpoint, sure, if he would have left, we would have gotten 2 draft picks. But I think the players we would have had to give up and trade would have been significantly better than the two draft picks. From that respect, I think we're, one, a stronger team, and two, we've kept some of our young players because we were going to have to fill that spot because we want to be a competitive team. We want to continue to get better. I think we're pretty deep in terms of minor league players. That being said, we're not looking to trade all of them. But again, that's the minor leagues are there for it. Either help the big league club by coming up there and playing there, or to use them in trade. And not all of them are going to pan out. So that's partly why we have them. I mean, you take a Baseball America top 30, all 30 of them are not going to be playing for. We don't have room. So at some point, players are going to be used in trade. And I think from our standpoint, from an office standpoint, timing is very important, whether it's where their value is, if they're blocked. I think timing is very important. Yeah, I mean, I think we're always open-minded to doing that. It just needs to be for the right player. I mean, I think last summer we would have done it if we could have had someone who was under control for a while, especially on a good contract and things like that. So I don't know that there's ever a time. I think every team would tell you, you know, you look at the Yankees and the Red Sox, they're not looking to trade their young players. But you're willing to give up a young player, and part of the appeal is the cost control, the years of control. But if you're getting a proven big league player with almost as many years, and that's the biggest thing. Santos has 6 years of control. Molina, the day he comes up, has 6 years of control unless he's extended. So, you know, from that standpoint, Santos has proven. Molina's not. I think Molina's got the upside to be a two or three starter. I think that was what probably made it so hard for us. But again, there's certainly an element of risk.
Hey, Alex, for those of us not familiar with this posting process, has the organization decided whether or not it will post a bid? And if so, is there a deadline?
Yeah, I mean, if we would or wouldn't, we wouldn't say. It's just like anything else. It'd be like if you asked me, will we bid on certain free agent?
Okay.
So it's the same thing. But the way the process works is Major League Baseball would notify all the clubs that the player is available. You would submit a post, and then from that point in time, the winning bid of the post, you have 30 days. Okay. The whole process really lasts a month. So
the winning bid could be revealed anytime in the next month?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, right now I think MLB would announce player when a guy has been made available. I haven't received anything. I know the internet is reporting and media is reporting, but formally I don't think MLB's put anything out there. So until it's out there, you know, we won't know. But I think everyone's going to know about that. It's basically the equivalent of someone filing to be a free agent.
That's essentially the call to the teams to make.
Well, yeah, they sent an email.
MLB.com says that you guys designated your own.
Yes, correct. And you know, we just waited to announce that we wanted to get a hold of Brian first. And I think, you know, obviously he's been on outrights and so on, and someone that, again, we're going to have to take off the 40. We have to do it right now because of the Rule 5. We weren't allowed to outright him right now, so we DFA him, put him on outrights, and we'll see if he clears.
Now, it's 11 years ago in this hotel, the A-Rod contract, you know, created a big stir, and everybody said the game was going down. the Pujols contract doesn't seem to have that.
Is that, I mean, do we know that's a fact?
It's ESPN.
Or is it the rumor?
10 and 2.
Right, but it's not reported like it's close.
Not,
done.
It's not,
yeah,
by the
reported
clock.
As done.
So it might be a physical or stuff still.
Right, no, so there's no doubt. You know, they're saying Pujols was close to the Marlins?
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
no,
this is done.
Says,
two, wow. Wow.
Is there a change in attitude that this, a contract like this doesn't no longer or no longer drag salaries up? It's just an elite player.
Absolutely. I completely agree, and I think it's the same way people talked about Ryan Howard and salary arbitration. I mean, you're not going to compare anybody for what Howard did going into MVP, back-to-back. I mean, all those seasons, playoffs, rarely does a player accomplish that. And how many Albert Pujols have there been in the last 20, 30 years? How many A-Rods have there been? So I think those are complete outliers. They're off to the side. I'd like to find a player to compare himself to Albert Pujols. We're not going to find it. It's a Hall of Famer. So
you don't get a guy saying, well, I'm half as good as
Albert. No, it doesn't even – I don't think you even talk about it. I think there's too many other, you know, comps. There's too many other comparables to latch onto, whereas it's spent 5 hours trying to debate that one. Why bother? It's like what we do in salary arbitration. Why bother with this one guy that we have to say there's a huge drop? Let's try to debate the drop when we have about 5 or 6 guys that are much more relevant and current. And let's try to wrap our heads around on that. No, he's a free agent. Obviously, he's a big free agent. But I think the biggest thing is I wouldn't have gone to see him if, again, we weren't going to actually, you know, do our homework. And I think it's one thing to do your homework in North America, but to fly over and to do your homework is certainly something else. But at the same time, I think it's part of our job. And it's also learning the Asian market. I haven't been there since 2001. And there's a lot of Asian players right now starting to come over. And it's a chance for myself to get to know the market a little bit more, get to know the league. Tony, some of our other staff. So, you know, beyond the one player, there was a lot of value going over there just to see the way that the game is played. And a lot of times we look at stats, we look at scouting reports, but you don't know the context. And there's value even if you don't end up going down the path of signing a player. I wish I would have seen Dice K just from a level of comparisons. I think you can also get better as a scout. Same way I might go see some top players for the draft, because I just think it'll make me a better evaluator long term, because I can now have another player I can turn to 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, and see where I would have made a mistake or may have been correct.
Just one or two more guys, so get a swipe.
Do you feel that you have enough information on Dice to make a decision that if,
on who?
On Darvish, when you guys sit down?
I think we have enough information on all free agents. I think that's why we spend the time. So, like, I mean, anybody in North America, we have video, we have tons of scouting reports, we have a huge staff. But we want to make sure that we've done our work on any prominent free agent. And obviously, if Yu Darvish is a prominent free agent, you know, no matter what happens, we know that we've done the work on him.
Is he a better club today than you were at the end of the season?
Oh, that's a good question. With all the free agents having left, I mean, that's at the end of the season. I'm trying to think who's gone. We added Santos. We lost right now Camp, Rauch, Francisco, Molina. Yeah, I would believe so. I believe we're a more talented team right now, but we still have holes. So I guess I would say our core talent continues to improve.
Santos fits into core talent.
Yes. Hey, Charlie.
To get to Santos.
Sorry?
The holes are deep from the start.
Yeah, we still need to fill all the relievers, the remaining relievers, the remaining areas there. You know, we're hoping that some of our younger players are going to continue to take a stride forward. But I'd say that I think the biggest thing is I don't think we lost a core piece in the offseason so far. We added one. And from my standpoint, that's certainly an improvement because that's what we need to continue to do.
And you mentioned Molina, but you replaced Molina.
Correct, but I think Molina – but no, but I can tell, I think Molina is a loss. I think Molina – and I think Jeff Mathis is going to do a nice job for us, but you can't understate the way Molina hit for us, what he did what he brought to the staff defensively as well. We're hopeful Jeff Mathis can come close to doing what Molina did for us. But there's no doubt he's going to be a loss. But in terms of a long-term core piece, we didn't lose anybody. We added one.
When you say you're looking for somebody for the eight, does that indicate that you'd rather not have Jansen in that role?
Just would like to have depth. I think Casey did a nice job for us, but we're that much stronger if he could pitch in the seventh inning. So, again, the more we can solidify that bullpen and make it stronger, the better off we're going
to
be.
In an ideal world, how many relievers would you add to the mix?
Oh, I don't even know. It all depends. We're not just going to add for the sake of adding. At some point, it won't make sense to add because we do have some internal options. You know, Carreño came up and did a nice job. Well, if there's someone out there that can add depth, Carreño's got options left. It's nice to have a guy like that in the minor leagues because we know guys are going to get hurt and we're going to need that depth. So, but if there's no one out there, then a guy like Carreño may be prominent in that pen or certainly get every opportunity to make it. But we are trying to add as much depth as we can. He was not available. I think that's what everyone keeps talking about. Kenny Williams did not want to trade him. And guy, we say when you're going after someone's young, controllable players, you're gonna have to pay a price. And I know Molina's not famous. He's starting it to be, especially in Toronto. But this was one of our better young prospects, and we had some strong sentiment in our room to not trade the player. Ultimately, when you know it's a hard trade to make, when you know it's a fair one. And that Kenny Williams is the one that told me that, and he's right because we went back and forth. But I just prefer overall to keep things quiet. I just think when names are out there, things get convoluted, things slow down. It's hard enough to make a trade. When you have other GMs trying to get involved, it can slow things down. When you have media and fan bases talking about it, speculating about it, I think people can be influenced as well, whether they like to say it or not. So I think we work very well when it's kept quiet on both sides. And the other thing is, if things don't work out, I don't think your players want to see their names bandied about in the media. It's not good for them.